Officials in New York have opened a new front in their investigation of several big banks and the role they played in the mortgage meltdown. Investigators are now looking at three major rating agencies that pass judgment over so much of what gets bought and sold on Wall Street. The rating agencies have all been issued subpoenas, along with Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and five other big banks. Here to explain is NPR's Jim Zaroli. And Jim, how much do we know about why these firms are being investigated?
The investigation is being conducted by New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's office. None of the interested parties would comment on the record today, but I did talk to someone with some knowledge of what's happening, and this involves some of the big packages of mortgages that were so popular among investors a few years ago. Before these could be sold, the rating agencies like Moody's would grade them. And to do this, they designed computer models. And Cuomo's office thinks the banks figured out a way to manipulate these models to make their products look less risky than they really were.
They figured out a way to manipulate the models?
Yes, yes. And one possibility for how they did this is you know, whether the banks just provided bad information to the rating agencies. That's one suggestion that's been made. There's also another possibility. The rating agencies published a lot of information about their computer models on their website, and they did this because it made them seem more transparent, mm-hmm. and that was supposed to keep regulators happy. But there are people who say this was a big mistake because the banks used the information to design the kinds of products that the rating agencies would approve of. In other words, to kind of game the system.
That they game the system.
Right.
Well,
and,
yeah, go ahead, Jim.
There is a third possibility. There is a kind of revolving door between the banks and the rating agencies. The banks frequently will hire people away from the agencies and they'll pay them many times what they were making before. And investigators are looking into whether the banks deliberately hired some of the same people who designed these computer models because they would be the ones who would, you know, understand how to manipulate them.
Well, from what you've heard, do the investigators at the Attorney General's office in New York think that the ratings agencies colluded in what was going on?
Well, they don't know. I mean, it's possible that the rating agencies just got duped. A person that I talked to said, you know, it's also possible they were just kind of closing their eyes to what was happening. You have to understand that under the pay structure that existed at the time, these rating agencies made money off the deals that the banks carried out. So they had something of an incentive, you might say, not to complain too loudly. But nobody knows for sure. Two of the agencies, Fitch and Moody's, said they were cooperating with the investigation. Standard & Poor's, the other one, wouldn't comment at all.
Jim, on another note, the Wall Street Journal reports today that federal officials are expanding their investigation into the way banks marketed some of their mortgage products. What's up there?
Well, you may remember that the Securities and Exchange Commission filed civil charges against Goldman Sachs about a month ago in April. It said Goldman had marketed and sold a package of mortgage products to investors, but it never told the investors that these mortgages in the products had been selected by a hedge fund operator who was also betting against them. U.S. officials say, you know, this is a conflict of interest. Now, the Wall Street Journal has reported this week that the Justice Department is now getting involved. It's looking into whether other banks did something similar. One that's been mentioned is Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley says, you know, if we're being investigated, no one has told us about it. Today, the Journal said other banks are also being looked at, but it's early on in the investigation, so we'll have to, you know, watch and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.